Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we welcome Barrett Reese to the show. He's a champion of some great music.
Yes, Patrick, and he's going to be connecting with us from his home in Pittsburgh.
Home of the six-time Super Bowl champion Steelers.
And he's going to introduce us to an artist many listeners have not heard of.
And she's very good.
All right, Patrick, let's do another patron call this
Always love 'em.
Episode today, because everybody's stuck at home and it feels like a good time to check in with our friends, see how they're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you and I are also, you know, separated and probably will be maybe for a while.
Yeah, that's right.
but we can see each other on the FaceTime here.
Yeah, it's nice.
We're on our computers looking at the FaceTime and recording remotely, and we'll try to make it sound all good for the people at home. And, you know, we're going to continue doing our part to entertain the peoples, right?
We're going to do that, and I got to tell everyone out there listening, when I talk about my love for Shadow, it's real.
Oh,
I do love to come over and give him a big hug, so I am going to miss that. That's the only bummer, man. I need some Shadow love.
He doesn't quite know what's going on with with all of us being at home all the time. And you'd think he'd really appreciate that and, you know, just take it all in. But it means is he just wants to play more.
Right.
And then he sort of like any kind of child, he acts out more when you're not paying attention to him. Right.
Right.
So anyway.
Yeah.
There's all that.
Well,
okay. Well, anyway. And I said any kind of child. Listeners who are not familiar, the Shadow is a dog. So
that's right. If you're just tuning in.
I suppose you wouldn't name your kid Shadow, but you might these days. Who knows? Anyway, we are going off on a crazy tangent here, and this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we have patrons of the pod, people who help us out, help keep the show going. Go to patreon.com/suburbspod if you'd like to be a patron. And for some of those who contribute at a certain level, they get to be on the show every so often and pick a topic. We FaceTime them in, like our featured patron today, and that is Barrett Reese in Pittsburgh. Hello, Barrett.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Patrick. How you guys doing?
Hey, Barrett. Doing well, man. Thank you for coming on, as always.
We're holding up. Now, before we get into Barrett's topic, I want to bring up a little kind of Facebook conversation we had earlier in the week, Barrett, because with the coronavirus, things are pretty bleak in Pennsylvania in the sense that they closed the liquor stores, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't mean to make light for places that really are bleak, but, you know, but bear with me here, people. This is big news, right? So what happened?
Yeah. Right about 4 o'clock on Monday, we got the news from the governor that all the state wine and liquor stores were closing about 5 p.m. the next day. So we left our house and got over there about 10 minutes later, and already the shelves were pretty barren.
Wow.
So we stocked up a good cart.
I saw the picture of the cart, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that too. It was
great. I would do the same.
Yeah, you have to.
Now, you can still get beer at like the supermarket, right?
Yeah, you can get beer at the supermarket and also at the breweries, but it's all just takeout only at the breweries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, I will put in a quick shout out to Dominion Wine and Beer here in Falls Church, my local beer store. Great place to go. They're doing their, as Barrett said, their normal walk-in. However, if you are over 60 years old and can provide identification, they will deliver to your house. So I spent quite a bit of time today scanning a fake Virginia ID.
So you want to, so you need a fake ID again. It's been like, you know, 35 years since you needed one, right?
Can we use those AARP cards?
Oh, yes.
There you go.
You have to provide two forms of identification, your AARP card and your driver's license.
There you go. All right. So let's move on here. I'm sorry. But anyway, let's just check in with Barrett quickly and say, despite the joking, how are people doing in your family? Everybody okay?
Yeah, everyone's doing good so far. Got a brother-in-law and sister-in-law out in New York City. We've been keeping tabs on them, kind of a little bit worried about that, but so far everyone seems to be doing okay.
All right,
everyone's still healthy.
That's great. Good to hear.
Yep,
all right,
good news.
Now, what's the topic today?
So I was thinking about like something a little bit more upbeat, and wanted to talk about an artist that I've just recently gotten into over the past year and a half. It's Jen Champion, who also used to be known by Jen Ghetto, who also used to put out albums under the name S.
Sounds good. I was not really familiar with her work when you brought this up. I don't think Patrick was either.
I was not.
I have tried to become familiar today, just today, listening to some stuff. I really liked it. So how did you discover this artist and what appealed to you?
Okay, so it was, I think, 2019 for Valentine's Day. My wife had gotten me a subscription to a thing called Turntable Kitchen, where every month they give you like a album by some, like just like a cover of some other band's album. And the first one was a cover of Dennis Wilson's Pacific Ocean Blue by a band called Chewing. Mm. And the other one was a cover of Everyone Else Is Doing It, So Why Don't We? By a band called No Vacation. And the next one that came in was a cover of Weezer's Blue album by Jen Champion. That being a pretty classic album in and of itself, I just wanted to dig further into it and start discovering more of her work.
Now, I'll tell you this, Barrett and Jim, I started out listening to Jen Champion stuff and was, you know, doing research on her, you know, started out as Jen Ghetto. And what's the band, Barrett, that she was in before this? Carissa's Weird, right?
Right. And that was along with Ben Brodwell and Matt Brooks, also of Band of Horses.
Band of Horses.
Oh. Yeah.
Right. So I went backwards. I mean, when I start out listening to this Jen Champion stuff, never in my wildest dream would I have thought I'd end up going back to Band of Horses.
Right.
You know, like at the other end of it. So that's really fascinating to me.
And also, like, her stuff has been, like, produced by Chris Walla from Death Cab for Cutie.
Yep.
And also from Postal Service.
Right, right. But you don't really hear much of that that Carissa's Weird stuff in her current album and her Jen Champion stuff, right, Barrett?
No. I would actually like even put towards like almost like Madonna-ish.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great reference, actually. I didn't even think of that, but that's a great reference. Yeah.
Oh, that is good. It's kind of like if Madonna were an indie artist, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Now, the one thing I got to say about S... when Jen was putting music out under that moniker, that is the hardest possible search problem for anybody whole world. You're never going to find that band, ever. So I'm glad the name is not S anymore.
No, you almost have to know like the album name first or even the track name.
What appeals to you most about, well, I guess before I even ask that, Barrett, which sort of phase of her career do you like the best? And have you listened to them all? And which one do you like the best?
Listen to pretty much most of them. The two I've actually really fixated on the most would probably be Cool Choices with her band S.
Okay.
And also her 2018 album, Single Rider.
So, Single Rider is the latest album, right?
Yeah, that was in 2018.
And I thought the description you guys had was pretty good, because when I listened to this, it had a good sort of like dancey quality to it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, mm-hmm. there's like, you know, there's synths in it and that kind of thing. But yet I still found it. It was not like super produced. So it didn't. It still had a certain. I hate this word almost, but I'm trying to think of a better way. But for lack of a better word, authenticity to it, right? It felt like you could picture somebody playing the song as opposed to it just being like some studio production, right?
Yeah, you know, Permits is going to sound good just live, just as it is on the album.
It wasn't like it went through like some Swedish, you know, factory, right?
Right.
Yeah, totally. And you know what I've been doing, guys, is like, I don't know if you guys do this now, but just when you are presented with something to research, like Gen Champion, you know, obviously you start with the search engines and all that. But lately I've been plugging that name into Spotify. Mm. And when the search comes up, I'm looking for users or people instead of just like their albums. So when you do a search, you know, you're presented with a few different options. But if you click on people, you find the person oftentimes. Mm. And there's a really cool playlist that I found today called Jen Champion Suggests. And it's actually a playlist she made, 46 songs, 3 hours, 5 minutes. But it's got a lot of disco on it, man. Mm. And it's also got a few of her songs, obviously, you know, mixed in there. But there's some Cardi B. There's some Whitney Houston. There's some Chaka Khan. There's some ESG. Oh. You know, there's Diana Ross. Muscles by Diana Ross is on this playlist. And Billie Eilish is on the playlist, and some disco from, you know, this late 70s, Janet Jackson's Control. So it's really interesting to look at this playlist and kind of try to put the dots together.
She actually just recently did an interview along with Billie Eilish that I saw online.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, they were collaborating on something, some new track or something like that, I guess.
Wow, that's pretty good for Gen Champion's career. Mm. Yeah. So Carissa's Weird, how would you characterize them?
I'd say they're definitely a lot like that Death Cab for Cutie, Band of Horses type of style. Almost like a 180 from what she's doing right now. The one album, Songs About Leaving, I mean, that one could easily be a Band of Horses release.
Yeah, they have a great best of, I guess it's a best of, right? It's called They Only Miss You When You Leave, songs 1996-2003. Check that out on Spotify, folks. I love some of their song titles, too. Drunk with the Only Saints I Know. Brooke Daniels' Tiny Broken Fingers. So it's kind of interesting stuff. I think you're right, Barrett. It seems, in one sense, a little unformed to me, like a little rushed or something. But also, there's a lot of beauty and interesting styles and in what they're trying to put together on that.
Not another sunrise, another draw, I still taste the aroma.
Actually, I just saw that Matt Brooks and her just recently bought back all the rights to Chris's Weird's tracks, and they were actually planning on going back on tour till all this stuff happened.
Really? That's interesting. I would love to see that. I got to tell you, of all the phases that I, you know, as Jim said, I dug into it today, and I was trying to go through the phases, but I got to tell you, this Chris's Weird, I should say, that's the one that really appealed to me the most. I liked the mix of elements, and I liked the, you know, the guitars in it, and I'm a guitar guy, so I thought it was cool.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, that's almost like I think they have like maybe 8 or 9 albums out there right now. Yeah, I mean, it's not like a Guided by Voices size catalog, but it is. No. Yeah.
But within that time period, pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And
yeah.
For the listeners, Carissa's Weird is spelled weirdly because it's W-I-W-I-E-R-D.
Yeah, maybe it is wired or wired, something like that. Yeah. I don't know. So one here's another question I have for you, Barrett, regarding Gen Champion specifically. When you get into, you know, an artist like this, how much attention do you pay to the videos that they make? Because if you go on Jen's site and you scroll down, those are the things she features, right?
Oh, yeah,
it's the
yeah,
videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
But do you watch those?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she puts out just me. They're really super quirky.
They are. Yeah. They're super quirky. It actually reminds me of something MJ, my middle offspring, would make. It's like really, really quirky and stylish. It's cool.
Yeah, I think her one, it's for Under Cool Choices.
Yes.
She did for like Gangbusters.
Yeah.
Where she has like the paparazzi following her.
That's the one I was watching today. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's also a really good one, you know, where they're all dancing around in those jean shorts and they're putting on the fake grills and everything. And it's a really interesting cultural sort of mix that she's kind of going for. Do you have any sense of how she turned so much from Carissa's Weird to the music that's pretty danceable and electronic and maybe, you know, a 2020 Madonna kind of style?
I think she's pretty much always been influenced by those things. And I think Under Carissa's Weird, you know, just really wasn't the lead of that group. And now that she's on her own, is kind of like doing her own thing, almost like, you know, a Dave Grohl type of person where, you know, couldn't really say anything when Kurt was around.
Are we good? Have we discussed the topic to everyone's satisfaction?
Yeah, but don't
believe
Don't hang up, guys. I don't want to go back to the real world.
Yeah.
Finish my beer.
It's gloomy in the real world. Yeah. I like this world better.
Yeah, no
it's
kidding.
Better in the bunker.
Yeah, it totally is, man.
But I will say, you know, all joking aside, it's nice to talk about music for a little while, don't you think?
Yeah, it is.
Totally. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Now, can I give a shout out to the Rock in the Suburbs merch table online that we have?
Talk about that.
So
yes.
As we're recording this today, we just launched it. So you can go to suburbspod.com and you can buy Rock in the Suburbs t-shirts and
that's right.
Pint glasses and bottle openers and stickers, right?
Yeah. And patrons get a 20% discount on all that merchandise.
Yeah.
And even better, folks, it's true. Come on down to the Suburbs Pod retail shop online because it's only $5 shipping.
That's right.
Anywhere in the United States for how many ever items you get.
That's right.
Yeah. 20 pint glasses or one, it's still $5. So why not buy 20?
go for it. You buy 20 pint glasses, and you'll be a super patron.
That's right.
You'll get put,
I'll buy you a pickup truck.
You'll be put in some kind of Hall of Fame for that. Yeah.
That's right.
All
I'm
right.
Sorry, I've been home with my family for a week and a half. Starting to get a little unhinged.
All right. So thanks very much, Barrett. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, Barrett.
Thanks for helping
us
out with everything. Yep. And everyone should go listen to... So what are the bands here again? We got Gen Champion, Gen Ghetto, S, and Carissa's Weird.
That's right.
And
yep.
Then tangentially Band of Horses.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Yep, you can put those in any order and slice them and dice them. And if you guys make sense of it, you know, and see some dots that we didn't connect, please call the Suburban Party Line and let us know what you think. Because this is a great treat, Barrett, to, you know, in the middle of this kind of lockdown situation, to have something new to find out about. It's so great.
Oh.
Like something you haven't
That's
heard
right.
of. I'm like, this is awesome, man.
That's right. It does. It helps us out. That's good.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so yeah, call 612-440-1984. And let us know if you want to comment on any of these bands or anything music related, that's fine. Just leave a message. We'll get your voice on an upcoming episode. We're going to keep going, right, Patrick? We have we have the technology. We can do it. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, as I said the other day, you know, I've done shows half conscious, but until I'm completely unconscious,
that's right.
I'll still do the podcast.
The other thing you can do is you can email rock@suburbspod.com, or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Everybody's all over the social medias these days.
Yeah,
find
man.
Us at Suburbs Pod. Another thing I'm going to promise that Patrick's going to do. He doesn't know this yet. You're gonna create some little videos of your like record collection.
Oh yeah, I was gonna do that
during
the
quarantine,
totally,
right?
Man. I'm gonna do that because I have a lot.
So we did the Who live event recently,
yeah,
and you kind of went
fun.
You went through all the Who albums that you own, and you could just pick another band. You could just kind of go through the albums.
That'd be great. I love this.
Hold it up to the camera and talk a little bit, right? Get one of your family members to just, you know, video whole thing, and
they would love
talk
to
a
do
bit,
that.
And we'll put the videos up on the socials or something, right?
I think it'd be beautiful. I had Gigi shoot a video of me in slow-mo making a basket in the backyard, and it took 3 takes because I missed the first 2 shots. So I'm sure she'd be happy to help with that.
All right. All right. So that may or may not happen. All right.
Oh, well, that'll happen.
Okay. That'll happen. All right.
That'll happen.
All right. Cool. All right, Barrett. Take care, man.
Thanks, Barrett. Jim. Take care, Patrick.
And one last thing. Barrett has been such a great supporter that sometimes he would even drive out from Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C., the D.C. suburbs.
I was thinking about the Best tonight.
Yeah, and go with us to shows like the Best, or come to when we did the house concert one time he came here.
That's right.
He's been a great supporter of the show, and so hopefully when everything, you know, gets better, we'll see you again in person, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. All right.
Great.
Thanks, guys. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us is...
Barrett Reese.
All right.
Thanks, man.
We'll talk to you guys later.
I wanna fix you up. I wanna drag you down. And I wanna see that look you do. Put it on with me. Take it off of you. I wanna watch you.
Well, Patrick, I don't know if you can see this. I decided to go with the quarantine beard. I'm not making promises of anything great here. It doesn't.
Can you grow a Van Dyke?